call the meeting of Town Discovery Day to order. Can you please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here's the kid.
Thank you.
Here's the kid behind the desk.
Roll call.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect all members are present.
Sorry.
Is there any public comment on an item not on the agenda?
First kid to sit there and actually do the salute.
Yes.
When it's been done here. Everybody else that's been sitting here.
Moving to the consent calendar. Is there a motion?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Every agent reports. I don't see the fire district here. Monthly Veolia report.
Yeah, pay attention.
All right, for the month of July, we continue our wells, good safety practices. Training we did, hand and press gas, normal weekly topics. All monthly and quarterly reports were submitted to the state on time. All wells are active. We flushed 11 hydrants last month. We have a reduction of about 100 and I think it was 19 million gallons, so well below, still below our 2013 baseline. We have a 19% reduction compared to 2013, so the beach still doing well in serving water. Well, July was our highest month, so we did have a higher use of hypo. Wastewater? Yes.
Hypo. Just got
it. Is our bleach we use? Put in the water to disinfect the water.
Okay.
So okay. Hypo.
Yeah. Sodium hypo.
Yeah. In the industry, it's called hypo.
Always learning.
We're on board now.
Yeah. Just a little weaker.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
Wastewater well with all the parameters, plan to run very well. No violations. Destinations are running well. We received a little bit over 4 million gallons. We haven't started the collection, but we will here in the next month or so. Start doing our assessment. Staff's doing an excellent job of keeping work orders to a minimum. And things are going very well. We had 7 call outs of emergency call out last month.
What was the emergency?
Emergency was we had a high. We got a high alarm on one of our sewer lines, and I'll show you here at Discovery Bay, the old Watertown, the golf course, you see there where it says press suite. We have a manhole monitor in the manhole, that's the lowest point in the golf course. So when the line starts backing up, we get an alarm to help prevent SSOs. So we got the alarm, staff responded, and it was clear within an hour. And so it is what it's supposed to do. So we got them spread out throughout the county, four points in our sewer line to give us some more. This was Friday night about 9 o'clock.
Any questions for Bernie?
No.
Thanks. Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you.
Informational items?
Yes, we have a presentation by our very own Sue and Carol to talk about our ADA compliant website features.
Hello. So Carol and I have been working on some new additions to our town website. Carol, do you want to bring up the website?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you'll see will happen in about 3 seconds. There it is. Okay. So now when anybody taps into our home page of our town website, you're going to see the state informed sign up section. So that alerts them that they can sign up for to get updates from the town. And Carol, do you have Carol has information pertaining to the number of folks that have visited this site?
Yes. Prior to our float in, we had approximately 5 sign up for email updates a week. And since this has been added, We have an increase of about 48% between July and August. So it's a pretty big increase that we've had. And we have 102 people that have signed up. And so I feel like we are staying engaged with the community and keeping the residents informed.
What kind of information can people sign up for?
Yes, so I will click this right here and we'll get to that page. And what you will do is those people will sign up with their email, their name, and interest areas, whatever they like to choose, agenda minutes, breaking news and safety alerts, parks and recreation, and water meter program. So that those are the choices that they have.
Okay, we've also been working with our website vendor, Digital Deployment, so that we can make sure our website is ADA compliant. Digital Deployment adheres to W3C web standards, and W3C is the World Wide Web Consortium, and they are the main international standards organization for the World Wide Web. And so that's abbreviated WWW, I'm sure you've all heard that, or W3, and that's why W3C. Okay. And Digital Deployment also adheres to the Section 508 accessibility standards of the U.S. Rehabilitation Act. Section 508 accessibility standards address access for people with physical, sensory, or cognitive disabilities that set the criteria for, like in our case, our web-based information and applications. The town website also passes the Section 508 compliance testing scans, and if in the future we encounter any issues, we simply submit a support ticket to Digital Deployment, and they will address the issue in a timely manner. As for future standard requirements, Digital Deployment is working toward becoming compliant with WCAG 2.0AA, and that's going to be the gold standard. So in case any of you are wondering, what is WCAG 2.0AA? Carol has information on this.
WCAG is Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, and it covers a wide range of recommendations for making web content more accessible. Following these immediate guidelines will make content accessible for a wider range of people with disabilities, including blindness and low vision, deafness and hearing loss, learning disabilities, cognitive limitations, limited movement, speech disabilities, photosensitivity, and a combination of these. Following these guidelines will often make the content more usable to users in general.
Great, thanks, Carol.
You're welcome.
And while the standard is not yet legally required, the town website does pass most of the standards at this point, but once it becomes legally, it will be up to date, good to go. And every time Carol adds a document or a photo now to the website, she makes sure that it's in the correct format to be read, to be accessible. We've also added a new informational section located at the bottom of our homepage, or of each page actually. It's called Accessibility. And so when you want to click on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when the visitor sees the accessibility information, they'll see everything that's pertaining to accessibility on this site. And they'll, if they have an issue, they can just contact us by clicking there. And they'll see different information on accessibility design guidelines, browser accessibility information, and PDF reader software information. And tonight we'd like to present our new personal listening system equipment that we just installed, and Carol's going to give you information about that.
Our listening devices are here. We have a sign here so people can request the use of one of these listening devices. Very easy to use. You just turn it on, you place in your ear, adjust the volume, and you can hear the whole meeting. It's really, really awesome. Also, we have these other headsets that are a little more comfortable. And a little bit more about this system. It is itself is a Telex SoundMate system, and it helps to overcome background noise that can make listening difficult for hearing impaired listeners. The equipment meets the needs of individuals who require hearing assistance. The system is even compatible with a variety of hearing instrument styles for hearing aid users.
Thanks, Carol.
You're welcome.
Well, that brings you up to date on the changes. Do you have any questions?
Does that come with a mute function? Can I borrow one of
those? Let me see.
No answer yet, Sharon.
In terms of people signing up for the website information, say we have got 100 and something people have signed up. Is it possible to put that sign-up information on our new water bill so that people see that and it might encourage more people to sign up. Thank you.
Excellent presentation.
Thank you.
You two are cute teens.
You've all scripted.
Stop.
Director's report, standing committees.
Yes. Director Steele and I attended the Parks and Recreation Committee. It's going to be an activity code of conduct coming to the board. Fully agree that that needs to be implemented. There was discussion about hiring a firm who worked with us before, Greenplay, as far as taking a look at the next steps to make the community center a little more profitable, if you would. So we pared that back just a little bit, and we're asking staff to go back and have them propose a financial feasibility concept. So staff will bring that back when we can. So the pickleball folks were by and wanted to keep it gauged, so we're giving them some ideas to go back and think about. Bridge players have signed off on their program. There was a discussion about a future new swimming pool that's out in the dream list, as the manager mentioned. We're really seriously taking a look at the front entrance, and we're going to put together a special on-site tour and work with staff to take a look at what's needed out there and come back with some ideas, and hopefully we'll do that in September, and maybe we can get it back to the full board in October to discuss that. Swimming pool repairs are going to be coming to us. I don't want to bring bad news up or all this great news, but we're going to have to make some tough decisions on that. Play structure at Ravenswood that we're recommending that we're going to go ahead and replace. That's my report.
Questions?
Any other comment? I attended the ECCFPD meeting August 7th. And it was a fairly short meeting, pretty routine, but the four things that were reported, there were updates given. Aid agreement with Contra Costa County Fire Protection District was one. Proposed assembly bills, 898 and 899, those are the Jim Frazier bills. They discussed that and where it was. Assembly Bill 1598 regarding active shooter incidents, supplying aid to victims of emergency. It's called a SAVE program. That's where, through SAVE, frontline firefighters in California can provide gift cards up to $100 to eligible victims of fire. So it was a fairly informative meeting. Good. I also attended the P6 meeting August 9th. They opened up discussing the traffic speed report, which we had delivered to us. The traffic report showed, according to them, the traffic report shows they do not have a serious issue with speeding within Discovery Bay, with the possible exception of Discovery Bay Boulevard at the transition where the firehouse is, going in from the 40 or 45 down to 25. So further discussion. Carlos Traveras, he's the president of the HOA for Lake Shores, came in and asked law enforcement to patrol Lake Shores a little more, just if they have reports to write, to drive in, park, and do it there. So he's asking for assistance, law enforcement presence. Tony gave a presentation on Rad Kids session. They had 18 attendees. It went extremely well, and they will be looking at doing some more of those. The Sheriff's Department reported that there were 40 to 50 traffic stops. That's one of the things we had asked them to report here by the sheriff, which resulted in, he put it, 10 or 11 citations. It's still being done manually, so that's why the variation of one. The P6, last time I went to the P6 3 months ago, they had approved a CSO, buying a vehicle for our new CSO representative. And it has, at this meeting, they reported that all approvals up through Burgess had been received. It's ordered and should be here in about 2 to 3 months. And that's it.
Reports, Kevin, internal operations.
Yeah, the last thing, I can't remember what we talked about. That was a week ago. Yeah. Bob, you want to help me with that?
It was, we talked about claims management.
That's right.
How we deal with claims against the district that come in. And also employee policies on probationary period. Those, both of those items, we'll come back to the board at a later date. Any other reports? Any manager reports? General manager's report?
I just wanted to report that individuals that on this side of town that received their new water meter prior to July 1st received their first billing over the last couple weeks. And we've been fielding actually quite a few calls. Some were surprised at the amount of water that was being consumed. I know I was. I was extremely upset over my $3.46 bill. But I'll get over it. So I'm hoping that you know, that people will see that there's a value to saving water. That's my
one comment. I think we need to go over and recalibrate the manager's numbers. The system may not be calibrated properly.
So you went $436.
Yeah. Well, $3.64 I think month. Was my bill for the whole month.
So even if that was $4, that'd be $48 for the year. And your tax proportion was like $400 before or something like that.
Yeah. Right, so we need to
save a little bit of money.
I was working pretty good, huh?
I had
right next to his name.
That brings up an obvious point, though, and that is that it still costs the same amount of money to run the district. And there's going to be adjustments that occur going forward with our rates that are going to have to address conservation and the proverbial nut that we need to crack.
Yeah, we've been charging a flat rate to everybody, so theoretically, half the people have been paying too much, and half the people have been paying not enough.
Yeah.
And hopefully this should balance it out. But as Kevin said, conservation, it's just a hope.
I have a neighbor that's here 5 days out of the year because he lives in Michigan, so.
I have received a number of comments coming back from the water meter and the surprise that they had on the amount of water that they're using. And in almost every case, the person was looking to reduce. And they didn't have to look far.
Any future agenda items?
Nothing.
General manager, if you could touch base with the fire district and see if they're going to be coming in. They've missed the last several attendance opportunities, and I'd love to have them, but I'm not sure what their schedule might be.
We will look into it.
Thank you. Legal counsel, move us into closed session.
Thank you. The Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors will adjourn into closed session per the items listed on the agenda as N1 and N2.